On Monday afternoon, a crowd formed around the counter at Juno's J&J Deli and Asian Mart. George Montero Jr. stood by the door, waiting on his order. For him, it wasn't a normal lunch break. It was the end of an era.
43 years of being a customer.
The Juno Staples' last day in business drew a nostalgia-fueled lunch rush. Montero said the place has remained much the same since his time as a high school student down the road.
I'd grab my Bubblicious bubblegum from right over here, walk around, grab my Coca-Cola, grab my corn chips, order my sandwich, and then be out the door with all the other teenagers that were in here.
By Monday, the shelves were picked over. There was no Bubblicious or Coca-Cola left. But owners Neil and Alma Dugan served up sandwiches all day long.
We went up until we started running out of food.
The Dugans ran the store for more than a decade, with Alma manning the counter solo most days. The couple made the decision to shut down this year in order to focus on Alma's health.
It's not a relief, but it's, for me, a sad thing too, and a happy.
They've been searching for a new owner for several years now, but the pandemic deterred some potential buyers. And up until now, they were committed to finding someone who would preserve the deli counter. They had to give up on that. It's not yet clear what the new owners have planned for the place, but they will put an end to the classic sandwiches. And that will be the first significant menu change since the shop's original owners, Jack and Susan Woods, introduced their sandwiches back in 1978. The Woods sold the shop to the Dugans about 13 years ago.
And Susan wouldn't just sell to anybody. You had to come in and work with her, and once she was happy with you, then she'd say, okay. So her and Alma hit it off pretty good, and we ended up with the store.
They kept the sandwich menu, and shortly after, they started stocking Asian groceries, too. For Alma, their last day was a reminder of her longstanding commitment to the community.
Some of the old folks here, too, they stopped by to give me some cards and flowers. That's, you know, they're just saying goodbye. I mean, not goodbye, but what? How you say that? Sorry, I'm stuck crying.
Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, that's how they put it that way.
The deli counter has been a popular lunch spot for Juno's high schoolers since it opened. According to her husband, losing her connection with those students is perhaps the biggest loss for Alma.
Alma recognizes them even when they're out of high school and they come back from college, and I'm looking at, who's that? So she becomes like their mother at times. I think that's mainly the biggest thing that kept her going was the kids.
As the kids grow up, their appearances may change, but their sandwich orders usually don't. Many of Monday's customers were waiting on their go-to order.
It stayed the same. Number two with lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard.
A number six with pepper jack, the works, and pickles.
Number one, pepper jack instead of the Munster, the works.
It's always been a number eight. Dark, the works, roast beef. Yeah.
That's Montero again. He says he'll find a new place for lunch, but it won't be the same.
They got plenty of stuff, but they do not have this sandwich, so there's something about the sandwich. So
the sandwiches were so good that customers like Tyler C. waited more than an hour to get their last one.
Just try not to eat it too fast and savor every bite.
The new business will take over the spot in September. Until then, Alma said she plans to sell the remaining grocery stock to her regular customers on a case-by-case basis. In Juno, I'm Anna Canny.